Look at this splat. It's a unicorn.
Your feet and let the sea and enjoy the street. Oh yeah, it's the Splash Unicorn Podcast. Oh yeah, it's the Splash Unicorn Podcast. So drinking beer and smoking grass. Oh yeah, it's the Splash Unicorn Podcast. Oh, it kicks ass. It's the Splash Unicorn Podcast. Oh yeah. It's the Splash Unicorn Podcast. Oh, it's badass.
Hey everybody, welcome to Splash Unicorner Podcast. We're going a little old school today. There's no internet on my phone or in my house, so I'm going caveman style, and I'm just recording this on a voice recorder. Hopefully it comes through. Sorry for my voice. I was sick all week. That's why I didn't get a drop of an episode. So I figured while I was sitting here like it was 1983 with no internet, hell, I can't even get three channels. There would have been a little laugh track there. So I can't even get three channels. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, fuck it, you know, let's fire one up. Let's crack one open. I'm feeling a little better. My voice is going a little bit here, so I apologize for that. So I whipped out the wireless, threw on a recording app, and here we are, folks. So how's everybody's weekend going? We saw the, I guess this weekend we're getting ready for to see if the conspiracy theory of the Super Bowl is correct. Will the Ravens and the 49ers go to the Super Bowl? That's what I'm waiting for. I'm not going to give a shit who wins at this point. I'm waiting to see if the conspiracy is true. Now, some people are saying that if the Chiefs and the Lions go and you mix those colors together, they make purple. But it doesn't make sense. Here's my theory on it. It's mostly purple. And a little bit on the top is red. So I think that means, and this is just my theory, that the Ravens will win the Super Bowl. If everyone's color conspiracy on the logo is correct. So we'll see how that pans out. So we're hearing it now. It was episode 157 or something. Sorry for clearing my throat so much, but it's still a little sore. I think, you know, because I was looking at the meme or whatever, and I was looking at the colors of the of the Super Bowl logo, purple, red. And I just saw a lot more purple, and I was thinking to myself, "Well, does that mean that the Ravens are gonna win?" Interesting. So take your money, go to DraftKings. I don't even fucking promote them or anything, but go to them or whoever, your little bookie down the street. Oh, fucking Tommy Two Nuts. He'll fucking give you the vig, the fucking spread, and you'll fucking go about your day, and you'll win big, and you'll say, "Splats Unicorner got me this money," and you'll send me a little $5 bill or something. Again, laugh track. I miss my fucking sound effects. I can't play any music. I can't read any articles, so we're kind of winging this. I'm just going to go by some of the shit that I've read over the week or seen on the news. I haven't watched the news really much because I've been watching The Sopranos for the 25th anniversary. Forget about it. So that's been consuming a lot of my spare, what I would be normally watching, movies and whatnot. That's been consuming my time. It's my favorite show of all time. Probably the greatest show of all time. If you asked me, I would say probably Sopranos. The Wire's up there. That was a good one. I don't know. There's a lot of good. HBO spits out some of them good ones, you know. Of course, I don't know. Did we talk about Saltburn? Did I talk about after I watched it? I'm not sure, but it's a big deal right now. There's these TikTok videos where couples sit down and watch it, and they cut it to the to parts where everybody quote unquote gets shocked. And it's like, I don't understand. It was a great movie. There's some weird shit in there, but isn't there weird shit in a lot of fucking movies, people? I mean, come on. You guys did this over Brokeback Mountain. You did this over just about anything that isn't aligned to your lifestyle. So I don't understand. If you haven't seen the movie, fast forward a bit, because I'm going to talk about the three scenes that everybody seems to be freaking out about. And if you haven't seen the movie already, or you don't give a fuck, keep listening. If not, skip forward about 10 minutes, maybe not even 10 minutes. Be safe, you know. But the three things that people are freaking out about this movie. One, again, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. The premise of the story is this guy, he goes to, Oxford, one of these prestigious, it's been a few weeks since I saw it, so give me a break here. So he's not rich, he goes up to the thing, he falls in love with this rich kid, what you think, I think he was bisexual. There's a lot of innuendos because he banged everybody, pretty much. Laugh track. But, again, if you've seen this movie, I just ruined a lot for you. So there's a scene, this guy's taking a bath. He peeks in, the main guy. And the guy's jerking one off in the fucking bathtub. You know, who hasn't fucking... what a comfortable place to fucking jerk one, right? Right in the fucking bathtub. Hey, let's get a bubble bath going. Throw a bath bomb in here. I want it to tickle my nuts. I mean, what a great place to masturbate. And I'm being sarcastic here because that seems to me, as a man, now girls, it seems like you guys enjoy it. Understandable because, you know, I mean, it's different. Like on Pornhub or whatever these porn sites, you never see a dude in the bathtub jerking it, do you? You always see a lady wide open with the water hitting her fucking clitty. So, okay, whatever. It's a scene. He's jerking it. The guy's looking at him. The guy drains, gets out of the fucking bathroom. This guy goes and slurps up the fucking jizz and water going down the drain. Now, does that seem shocking to people? What fucking Jesus Christ Bible that have you been fucking hiding under that is shocking? Oh, my God. He's sucking up the cum and water. I mean, come the fuck on, people. That's shocking to you? I was like, oh, okay. That doesn't seem weird. I mean, you got fucking weird shit happening to that in the streets. That's disgusting to you, people? You could watch people get their limbs cut off, brains blown out. You're watching these true crime stories, and you're seeing all this gore and crime photos. But that's the line right there. Cum in water. What? But your sex lives must be fucking. Not that I would go and suck up cum and water. That ain't me. That's the guy's thing in the movie. Fine, that's his thing. Hey, we're all into some shit, right? We all got our thing. But the people freaking out. What do you do? Mission? I mean, nothing wrong with missionary, but that's probably it for you. That's your. I don't know. But I think what the director or whatever is trying to say in this scene is what we've all said. Dudes have said this for millennials. I don't know what that means. But, you know, over time, we've always said, you see a hot chick and you go, I'd drink her bath water, right? So it's a guy drinking another guy's bath water. Who gives a fuck? So anyway. So that's so shocking to everybody, right? Ooh, is he, Margaret, is he sucking up his cum and his water after he done took a bath in there? That's some dirty shit. Well, Jethro, some people like to suck the cum out of dirty bath water. Yes, are these? I ain't watching this shit. It's going to turn me gay. Alex Jones told you not to lick that water. It's going to turn you gay. Well, that's what they're into. May the Lord strike them down and send them to hell. Oh, they're going to hell all right, Ethel. Margaret, whatever your name is. Did you just call me your girlfriend's name? Yeah. These are the conversations people are having watching this movie. So anyway, I got off topic there. Far off the rails there with Margaret and Jethro. But I just don't get the... Okay, then the next scene, all right? You get to the next scene. He's fucking with this broad. I think it's the sister or something, because he goes and lives with the family. And she's waiting outside his window every night, and they go down, they fuck. So one day she's sitting there in a chair. He starts to bang her. I think he starts to bang her. She's like, nah. I'm on my period. And he's like, fuck that. Jams his fingers up in there, spreads it across her lips, kisses her, and proceeds to go down on her. Oh, my God, that's shocking. Get the fuck out of here. We said this all of our fucking lives. Did you get your Red Wings yet?
No, I ain't doing that shit, man. Shit tastes like pennies.
So you got your Red Wings dead. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't... That's shocking to people? Am I that fucking perverted and fucking filthy that I don't find that shocking at all? Is it only me that seems to find that pretty normal in the world? I mean, I'm not into that. You're bleeding. We're going in the shower, right? But hey, this is a movie. This is a normal, I think, thing. I think this is not a weird, like, oh my God. Oh my God. Can you just believe he fucking ate her on her period? What the fuck? So I don't really feel the cum sucking water thing was fucking worse than the period eating, right? So anyway, everyone's freaking out about that. Oh no! They call it the vampire scene. It's the vampire scene! Don't look, Ethel! So I don't understand that. I mean, you guys are... I just don't understand what the fucking outrage is on that. Now, the third scene. It wasn't shocking to me, but it was a little odd. But I could see the art in the director's eyes going, hey, this would be fun. Right? So the next scene. And I'm not going to spoil the total ending for you. I'm just going through these quote-unquote shocking moments. And this is the last one. So if you tuned back in, tune back out for a few more minutes. So the guy that he had a crush on, whatever his name was, Blase, he dies. Overdose, getting drunk, whatever it was. So they're at the funeral. Everybody leaves a funeral and the grave's there. You know, there's dirt. It's a cross. And the main character, he's crying like a little bitch on the fucking grave. Oh, no! The guy sucked his cum in hot tub water. Oh, he's dead. He's dead. Oh, he's dead. He's laying on top of the grave. He starts to lay on top of the grave. He's dead. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what would be a good idea right now? Since I didn't get a chance to do it when he was alive, I'm going to fuck his grave. And he fucking pulls down his pants and he starts fucking. He gets naked and he starts fucking the shit out of the dirt. Out of the grave. He's fucking the grave. Oh, this is sacrilegious. He's a fucking a dead man's grave. No. It's fucking fake. Is it gross? No, I don't see. I don't think that it's gross. Weird? Yeah, probably a little weird. But it's art. It's a movie. I don't think people are out there really fucking dirt on top of a grave. Well, that's, you know, that's, the Lord wouldn't approve of that. Who gives a fuck? It's fucking not real, folks. It's fake. I mean, these are the things, the three scenes that everyone's freaking out about. Now that they're making drinks out of them, you know, the cum and water drink and the vampire scene and the grave digger, whatever the fuck. Now, that's what everyone's talking about in that movie. There are so many greater things in that movie. Well directed, well written. Well, that was M. Night Shyamalan status in some case. The twist in that movie is insane. It's not up for Oscars, I don't think it's up for anything. Probably because of these three fucking scenes, right? Because everybody's... he drank cum out of water. He ate her, period. He's fucking a grave. That's so sacrilegious. You guys sound like fucking dumb fucks. Dumb fucking fuck fucks. I mean, hey, if that's what you consider weird, stay off the fucking internet, right? Stay off the goddamn internet. Well, I have no choice to stay off the internet. But if you haven't seen Saltburn and you're not easily offended or freaked out by art or maybe some things that you're not normally prone to see, we've all seen, most of us have probably seen Black Mirror. In the first episode, the guy's fucking a fucking pig. No one flipped out about that, right? So let's all just calm down. Watch the movie. A lot of people, I ain't watching that motherfucking movie. Fuck that shit. It's like I talk to people and I'm like, I want to see Maestro. Oh, that's about a motherfucking gay dude. What the fuck you want to watch that for? Like, are these movies going to make you want to suck dick after watching them or make you want to fuck somebody in the ass? I don't understand what the problem is. Are people that insecure? We haven't come that far from Brokeback Mountain at a time where not that it made sense, but it was the time. Now you guys should be used to this shit. Why are you bitching? Why are you fucking complaining? Why is gay shit got to be so taboo still? It doesn't fucking make sense to me. Well, Splice, they're trying to shove it down our children. I'm not talking about that. It's got nothing to do with it. Gays have been in my life since Liberace, motherfuckers. I mean, let's get real here. Rock Hudson, for Christ's sake. We didn't know he was gay. See, as long as you don't know motherfuckers are gay, you don't sit around and bitch and whine. But the minute you find out someone's sexuality or whatever they do, if they're yelling it in your face, then yeah, fuck them. But most people aren't out there shouting it out, shoving it in your face, and I don't know. I just feel like you sound so retarded when you say, oh, I'm not going to watch it because it's gay shit in there. What, are you scared you're going to feel some type of way? What are you scared about? It's good. It's good movies. I see good movies with regular sex in it. I'm not there to watch gay scenes or sex scenes or whatever. I'm not fucking 20 anymore. I want to see a good movie. It's got some sex scenes that are appropriate, make sense to the movie. Then who cares? Who gives a flying fuck? This isn't the deep throat era. This isn't the fucking... Oh my God, two cowboys are fucking each other in the ass in the mountains? Holy shit, this shit's probably been going on for years, motherfuckers, and half of you probably did it. Call that redneck prison. I just made that up, by the way. Oh, fuck, redneck prison, that's funny. But you see what I'm talking about. Get over yourselves. So anybody that... Fast forward. We're done talking about the spoilers of the movie. Now I'm just talking about how people get freaked out over these scenes because I'm pretty sure the cum in the water is the one that... The one that set everybody over the edge has to be the other scene now that I told you to come back. But you know what I mean? We always talk about how gay the alphabet mafia is indoctrinating our kids, but then you shove fucking God and everything in our face. And you guys get freaked out over a little Saltburn movie? Get the fuck out of here. Don't watch it. That's the solution. Don't watch it. Well, what if my kids see it? Make sure they don't. Just like the gay cartoon. Don't watch it. Let the people that want to see it say it. Well, that's child abuse. That ain't your child. That ain't your children. And you ain't the fucking person to decide that. You know? Anyway, go see the fucking movie. Saltburn's a good movie. Napoleon was a good movie. I don't know if I mentioned that one. I think I did. But definitely go check that one out. At the moment, I cannot watch any movie. I guess the towers went down in my neighborhood or something. And I personally think the Civil War has started here in Texas. I'm in Austin, Texas, by the way. And I don't know if anybody knows this. But Handyman and Biden are about to have a Civil War. And for once, I'm with Handyman on this one. It was baller status when he shipped to everybody all these fucking Mexicans or what. They're not even Mexicans at this point. All these dreamers or whatever you want to call them. I call them immigrants or illegals or whatever. I know that's probably not proper in the fucking society today, but fuck society. I'll make my own effects. So the thing is they put up some barbed wire. We're tired. You know, the thing about this, though, and this is what bothers me about this, is Handyman could have did this a long fucking time ago. And he waited till 10 million motherfuckers came into this country to decide to fucking grow balls. I mean, good for him for sticking to his guns. Pun intended, in this situation, to putting up barbed wire so these people can't get through. Motherfuckers, it's been that way since I was a kid. And every fucking president that I've ever seen in my life has always addressed it. Illegals, there's a problem at the border, except for Joe, Sleepy Joe Biden. Get your shit together, man. Then he says there's no fucking problem at the border. You have to fucking get the subtitles to see what the fuck he says. And even sometimes the subtitles fuck up. I hate to see the fucking ASL lady on that motherfucker. Get us some video of the fucking sign language person at a Biden fucking speech. Gonna have to hire that guy that was at the Nelson Mandela funeral. But anyway, so they put up this barbed wire. Biden's like, nobody. Nobody got to put it down. You got to put it down. You can't put up the wire. And Abbott's like, or Handyman's like, we're going to put up the wire. There's nothing fucking thing you could do about it. I got the National Guard down. And then Biden's like, FBI, Supreme Court. And Handyman's like, well, we're still going to do it. We're still going to do it. I'm just going to roll over there. He's like, what? You're just going to roll over me? Hey, what's up? We got what you can't do. It. We will wage war. Well, it's wartime, bitches. This is Texas. Come and take it. Come and take our barbed wire. So I would give you the update on that because this is the day. I haven't heard anything about it. I haven't been able to read any articles, watch the news since I've been home. So, we're winging it. So, today is the day we should... So, maybe they just took out the towers to fuck with the citizens so we don't know what's going on. I could be paranoid. I could just be, you know, I'm just talking out my ass here because I can't read any articles. I can't read the news. So, we have to talk about something. And this is a very big thing right now. This is a big thing here in Texas. I know people in Ohio and people in Massachusetts and whatever. They're like, oh boy, Texas is starting shit again. Oh boy. But it's about to get real. And I'm in the fucking middle of it here at Austin, Texas. We're not far. We're a couple hours away. But that shit could spread fast. A civil war can spread fucking fast. And I'll tell you what, Austin itself is probably not the place to be in the civil war because they're all liberals. They're going to get taken down quick. They're going to get taken down fast. Because it's a very liberal city. Nice, beautiful city, don't get me wrong. But it's pretty liberal in a state of Republicans. But it's a mishmash, I guess, in Austin. It's a mishmash, but it's a more liberal city. A lot of Californians coming all over here and taking over our shit. I say our shit like I was born here. I'm just not a douchebag like the Californians. But, what are you going to do, right? What are you going to fucking do? Civil War's about to happen here in Texas. Wish us all luck here. I don't know about anybody else, but I am for Texas. I will be on the Texas side of this war, this civil war. I rep the Texas. I am a Texan now. And I will fight for our country called Texas. That's right, folks. I said it. Because when you're in a situation like this, there is no better place to be, my friends, than fucking Texas. Texas, it's the perfect setting. It's a perfect setting for how things should be. And you could argue the point that Texas is always in the news for a lot of shit, and that's true. That's, you know, and this goes with your racism format. Texas is the biggest state in America. Of course, there's going to be more news coming out of here. There's more mass. There's more people. There, maybe not more people, but you get what I'm saying. I mean, Texas, don't fucking mess with Texas. It's a saying for a fucking reason. Texas took this motherfucker from Mexico and said, no, you cannot have this. We'll take your Alamo and get the fuck out. Do you think Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe and Handyman going versus tonight on pay-per-view? You know, this is what we need to see. Because I saw in the news, too, that they're trying to bring back duels for congressmen. Let's do that. That is a good fucking idea. And I'm not talking about duels with guns. They're going to like wrestle or, I don't know, these fucking homoerotic fucking senators and congressmen want to fucking dingle each other's dingleberries because they're not smart enough to, solve things themselves verbally because they're idiots. But anyway, so that's a big thing that's going on here. But, you know, there's a movie coming out, Civil War. So, of course, like my theory, like the Super Bowl logo, it's going to come true. It's in plain sight. Show you a movie, make it happen. Make it fucking happen. So, there's a lot to unpack there, and I wish I could. Maybe we will as it unfolds in the weeks to come. But right now my hands are tied with no internet. But you know what? Fuck that. I'm still going to come through and do something. I had to do something, so here I am. It's not your normal episode. This is just, this is like the substitute teacher, right? This is all this is. I wasn't even going to do one this week, as you could tell by my voice. You know, I don't know what it is. I just, I felt like shit for a few days. And really, whatever it was the flu or whatever. And but it sucked the energy out of me. It like took all the energy. I'm still not normal. But I've had this lingering respiratory thing for a while, so maybe that's it too, you know. And sometimes when you go out and drink and shit, your immune system gets a little low. And, yeah, I partied hard. I didn't really have a hangover the next day or anything. And then Sunday, I just felt a little, like energy got sucked out of me. And then Monday, Tuesday, I could barely fucking move. Had a little bit of fever, a little bit of chill. Fever broke on Tuesday, but I still have it. I don't have the same energy. I have a little bit of energy now because I've been sucking down. I went through fucking almost a packet and a half of fucking liquid IV. I'm almost feeling back to normal. I'm so fucking sore. I don't get it. Well, Splat, was it COVID? I don't fucking know if it was COVID or not. Everything's COVID if you think about it. So that's why I didn't put out an episode. I just figured I'd give you guys a double episode last week. So I was going to kind of take the week off, but here I am. Just waiting for the internet to come on. I'm only going to do an hour here if I even make it that far, because I only have one phone that's charged up here. And if it dies on me while I'm talking, I apologize. I'll have to charge it and come back. I just wanted to do a little strop in, and talk a little bit. And we're talking about the Californians moving to Austin. Let's talk about the California that we know and love today, folks. A big homeless problem. Let's talk about the crime area. What's up with the crime, Splat? What's going on in California that has to do with crime? I think I'm moving to fucking California. You know what? I gave up my crime life of doing crimes and breaking laws when I moved to Texas. And I'm really good at it. So I should just go to California and do some crimes. Because there is a lady that had a dish. She was with her boyfriend and she's with her dog. And he invites her over. They come over to her Netflix and chilling. He's like, let's rip some rips from a bong. Let's smoke some weed. And she's like, all right, all right. They smoke some weed. She's like, I don't feel nothing. He's like, all right, let's smoke some more. So they smoke some weed. She claims he forced her to smoke it. I don't know. That doesn't sound right. And the story goes, she ends up stabbing, goes in a rage. She thought she was dead, right? And the only way for her to come back was to kill her boyfriend and her dog to know that this wasn't real or whatever. So she stabs her fucking boyfriend like 180 times. And then she stabs the fucking dog to death. Fucking cunt. And claims when she gets arrested that she doesn't understand. It was the weed. The weed made her kill her boyfriend and her dog. She was in such hysterics in this blackout rage that she killed her boyfriend and her dog. And the judge bought it. Hook, line, and fucking sinker. This fucking cuntoid only got 100 hours of community fucking service. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Kills her boyfriend, stabs him 180 fucking times. And then kills the... this is the part that makes me want to fucking just throw her... publicly hang this fucking cuntoid. Fucking wackadoo city. 100 hours of fucking community service in California. How many black dudes or black people got 3 strikes of some bullshit and is in there for fucking life without even murdering somebody? Maybe they were selling crack or got caught with crack or whatever. And you're telling me this stupid little white fucking, I hate to make this racial, but this is the fucking garbage that happens in California. If you're a woman or whatever, white, and you're hot, she is hot. Don't get me wrong here. But to give her only 100 and fuck. I know people that drove drunk and didn't kill anybody and made it 100 yards by their house and got worse time than that. That is fucking disgusting. I don't understand. How in a fucking world today do we make this possible? Another movie that's coming true, Escape from New York. New York and LA are going to become fucking prisons because it's going to be riddled with crime that they cannot control. And they're just going to shut those cities down and they're going to turn them and let the fucking prisoners be prisoners. They're going to put fucking little bomb collars on them. And that's going to be your prisons from now on. Mark my words. The prophecy has been prophesized. 180. And these 180 whatever hours, she's supposedly teaching kids not to do drugs, folks. Not to smoke marijuana. Smoke fucking marijuana. These are the mythical fucking stories that were around when our fucking parents used to tell us, marijuana will make you kill your parents like heavy metal. Heavy metal music will make you kill your parents. If you smoke marijuana, you'll kill your parents. And then you heard these fake stories when we were kids. Oh, Johnny, heard on the news, Johnny, he sliced up his mom and dad because he was a rebel because he smoked weed and listened to fucking Iron Maiden. Yeah. What? That didn't fucking happen. Yeah, you can't smoke marijuana. It'll make you fucking kill your parents. And this fucking bitch actually fucking did it. She actually killed somebody because of quote-unquote marijuana. Now, was there an autopsy? Nothing came out, but she already got sentenced. It's over. It doesn't fucking matter if she was on blase, blase, because she has been sentenced. And if I'm correct on this, you can't be charged twice on a crime, a murder like that. Or OJ would be tried every year. I just don't fucking understand the logic. This Newsom or whoever, this judge, the governor, whoever could let this shit fucking happen like that. And all the Christians are going to come out and go, yeah, see, we told you. That fucking marijuana. It's the devil's lettuce. The marijuana will get you to start to killing people. I'm pretty sure Jeffrey Dahmer was on that shit. God dang it. The Lord Jesus Christ does not approve of the burning bush. Well, technically in your Bible, he was the burning bush. Shut up and sit down. Like grown folks talk. I mean, somebody explain that to me. You email me at splatchyouinacorner@gmail.com or you DM me on splatchyouinacorner on Facebook now, folks. We are back on Facebook. We'll talk about that in a minute. Instagram, Unicorner Podcast, Splash Unicorner Podcast. And you can even comment on this episode below on Spotify and explain to me if you do think this is okay, or this was an okay sentence to smoke weed, quote unquote. I'm not buying that part. And to stab somebody to death and a fucking innocent fucking dog and only get 100 fucking hours of community service to tell kids not to do drugs. Oh, fucking McGruff over here has got to tell the fucking little crotch goblins that they shouldn't do drugs. Meanwhile, she stabbed her fucking boyfriend and a fucking dog. Fuck this. Fuck California. Fuck California and your stupid fucking laws and your stupid defundus and stupid we want to cut off our fucking kids' dicks. What the fuck ever, man. You guys should be shut off from the fucking rest of the world and let yourselves drown in your own insanity because this is fucking getting out of control. I mean, Jesus Christ, we got a fucking border problem, which if you're arguing that, you're a fucking idiot. Go seek help. We got a fucking problem where we got to sign a bill that fucking it's okay for you to fucking let your kid get his dick cut off called whatever this and that. You're a fucking you need to seek help. I'm for trans rights, but that's ridiculous. That is where I draw the fucking line. This is all California shit. What is it? Trans therapy, whatever the fuck it is. Getting kids involved in this shit. Yeah, shut up. Nobody should be allowed. Now that is abuse of allowing anybody under 18 to get their dick cut off because they think this or that. I thought I was a fucking rock star and a quarterback in the NFL when I was a fucking kid. You fucking ninnies. Or you could fucking kill somebody, blame it on marijuana, and only get 100 hours of fucking community service. Fuck you, California. Fuck you for mocking America, mocking freedom and democracy. Fuck you for thinking that what you're doing is progressive in any fucking fashion. Because what you're doing is dumb. It's stupid. It's retarded. And then you shout it and post it and do this and that. And you want to say, if you don't think this way, then you're the devil. You're this. You're that. You're wrong. You're not that. If you don't believe what we believe in, then look, blue and red, you're fucking cults. You're fucking cults. And right now, this is no longer an election for a democracy, an election for freedom. This is an election to find your next cult leader. It's that fucking simple, folks. No matter how hard that pill is to fucking swallow, no matter if you're left or if you're right, all you're doing is voting for the next cult leader. Not even a cult of personality anymore. because in living color once said. Now, I mean, look at us now. Look at us going into civil war because we don't want 100,000 illegal immigrants in our country. Now these states that could be legalizing marijuana, Texas, get on that shit, could be legalizing marijuana, are going to shy away from it because these fucking idiots are getting away with murder, literal fucking murder. And we're just sitting here laughing and making jokes, which I do. That's what I do. Now, we're too worried about Ukraine and Israel, about their fucking problems. Meanwhile, we're about to go to civil war. People can murder people because they're on marijuana. You can go up into any fucking store you want, and as long as you don't steal $950 worth of shit, you're fine. Go do what you gotta do. Let the rest of the shoppers buy their fucking deodorant behind a fucking plexiglass where you gotta find some fucking teenage girl to get a fucking key that takes 45 fucking minutes because everybody cannot set laws and wants to defund police because people can't handle themselves when they get fucking pulled over. The shit's getting out of fucking hand now. Stop it. Stop it. The fuck are we doing? And you guys are worried about a guy sucking cum and fucking water out of a goddamn tub. Shut up. Shut up and sit the fuck down. Quit trying to fucking cancel everybody else's shit and focus on shit that actually fucking matters in this goddamn country. No, we're worried about what fucking Cat Williams is saying. We're too worried about what Stephen A. Smith can verbally beat down Donald Trump in a debate. Fuck out of here. Fuck's wrong with everybody? Guys have lost your rabbit ass fucking minds. Whew, man, this shit got me riled up. This is what happened when you don't got the internet, huh? You get fucking real up in this bitch. See, I don't have my sound effects to break the fucking anger. Sort of not anger, but the fucking, I guess it is anger. I don't know. This weather, I'm cranky. I'm sick. Not sick anymore, but, you know, when you're coming down off that sickness, you get a little cranky. But the shit's retarded, man. The shit has got to fucking stop. I don't give a shit what you did to kill somebody. You did it. It was your choice to fuck. Nobody could fucking shove marijuana smoke down your fucking throat. If you were uncomfortable with the situation where you didn't want to smoke marijuana and there was that much pressure, grab your fucking purse and your dog, and it was her dog, by the way, and leave. That's all. No. Something happened. And I heard this theory on another thing. Something happened. They got in a fight. She got a... Who's Samantha? She got mad. She stabbed the motherfucker. And she's looking around going, all right, well, we got high, this and that. I'm going to have to kill my fucking dog to make it look like I'm fucking nutty on weed. That's my theory. That's just how I'm looking at it. But if that's not true, there's no amount of fucking weed that can make you want to fucking stab your own dog. Your boyfriend probably got a little animosity. Probably pissed you off a few times. And that shit came rushing back in a THC fucking tsunami. But the dog. You should fucking... They should rip you apart. They should torture you. They should fucking torture you. For a year. For 1 year, is everything just good. Every little, just little pieces off of your fucking body until you're dead.
Splat, you're getting a little crazy here.
Fuck yeah, I am. You killed a dog. Your own dog. That's like if I killed my dog. That's sorry, Coco. Cover your ears. How can you do that? It's like when people kill their own fucking kids. What's the matter with you? Now you tell me that. What if you killed your own baby and you're like, well, I just got high. It was just a little reefer. My boyfriend came over. We smoked a little reefer. She was crying. I said, stab, stab, stab. Put her in the oven. Well, you only get 100 hours of probation. Or 100 hours of community service and let kids know that marijuana isn't safe. No, crazy cunts on marijuana apparently is not fucking safe. The fuck? That blew my mind when I fucking heard it. When I read it. And it still blows my mind even more now. Like, how the fuck? How in the fuck are we letting that shit fucking happen? Somebody tell me that. Because I can't. Don't make no sense to me. Oh, good Lord. That bitch got me riled up. Told you it was an old school podcast. Hey now. Shit. What are we going to do, folks? This is the world we've created, or we let happen, right? We're the parents. Society is our kid. And we just let it get out of control. It's out of control. It's spoiled. Like right now, I didn't freak out because I didn't have the internet. I was looking around to see what was happening. Maybe I didn't pay my bill or something. Turns out I paid my bill. Turns out there's just a couple towers, which I think is bullshit. Which probably isn't. Everybody else probably has internet that has Spectrum and all that shit. But anyway. Now imagine like that one movie. The internet does go out. And it's supposed to happen, folks. Get ready for it. I'm just getting prepared now. I'm just going to be... I'm just going to keep recording episodes on top of episodes on top of episodes until I can put them out there on the interwebs when the shit kicks back on. Or we go back into the Stone Age, right? We're that close. We're pretty close to the Stone Age. Things happening the way things are happening. But, you know, in the 80s, we thought things were going to end. The world was ending then. Shit came out fine. The 90s, we thought, you know, everything had panned out. Everything was good. We had a little bit of money. 2000s, the world let us know that we need to get back. I think ever since 9/11, everything shifted weird. And like my brain dripping theory, maybe we all did die on a certain day and it all just been going brain drip since then. 2012 was the end of the world. Maybe it was the end of the world. And it's just a brain drip from here on out. And our reality is just our memories and thoughts and things that are all just mashed together because now 100% of our brain is mashing together. But, you know, I don't know. Things are getting fucking strange out there. Got the presidential elections coming. Biden said something about women. I didn't know it was about women until someone translated it for me. I said, benefits. If you're Republican, he goes, if you're Republican, and you're going to say, wait a minute, and the benefits, huh? Apparently it was something about women's rights and benefits. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know, folks. I'm just here. I'm just here to entertain you fine folks. Let's see. I was up at the green room to see, what's his name? Fuck. Can't remember his name. Sam Reed? I don't know, Francisco Raccone was up there, a whole bunch of people up there. You got to go up there on the Token Jokes at the Green Room, 12301 Palm Springs Road, Mr. Nice Guy's Green Room. Go in there, shop around at the smoke shop, and then peek out over to the Green Room. Token Jokes, of course, always on Fridays. That's what I highly recommend. You'll see me post about it on my Facebook now, Splat's Uni Corner. And yes, we'll talk about it. I did a post about it. For some personal reasons, I had to get on Facebook again. But why not do it as the show? I don't want to be, since they got me on their radar, why put my name out there? I want to get the name of the show out there more. It's just a lot of garbage memes and advertisements, stuff that make you entertained, like the show. It's the show carried over to the Facebook page. It's just like the Instagram page if you've been on there for a while. I'll be posting new episodes up there. Some, like I said, memes, some funny jokes. I was thinking about doing maybe a couple live things while I'm doing an episode or two. I want to get everybody involved in the podcast. It's going to be like my old Facebook, it's just going to be less personal. I'm not going to seek out family members. I'm not going to seek out people. Just the people I know that might listen or know my sense of humor or follow me on Instagram already. It said, heads up, the maximum recording time for segment is 60 minutes. Keep an eye on the clock. Okay, I got about 5 minutes here. But anyway, so I'm back on Facebook, Splat's Uni Corner. Spread the word, spread the shit. And we do, if you share episodes, if you share anything that has to do with the podcast, if you share the page, you share an episode, whatever. I will advertise for you for free. One time for each share, like, or follow. I've been doing that for a while now, and seems to be working out. It's just a fair trade. I like to barter, okay? For years, I've helped everybody out. Now it's time to help each other out. So, yes, also, we dropped an episode of a Tarot Card Tuesday last weekend. We didn't do one this week. Like I said, I wasn't feeling good. So we're going to get one in soon again. Go check out her new episodes, Sarah the Witch's new episodes, Sarah the Witch, on The Frequency on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. It's THEE Frequency. And then go to her website, where they got stuff you can buy. She got tarot card readings, all kind of things you could do there. If you enjoy that type of thing, it's thefrequency.com, THEE, frequency.com. Go check out the episode with her and I last week before we went up to Token Jokes at the Green Room. It was fun. It's always a good hang with her. We're going to try and do some more, I think. Let's see, Scoop Wizards, WeScoopPoop.com. They are the number one and the number two business. Go check them out if you need to get rid of some shit, unwanted shit in the Austin area. They don't give a shit, they just take them, all right? That's Scoop Wizards, WeScoopPoop.com. And I think that's going to be it for us, folks. I can't really send you out with any music because I don't have any internet still. But it's all right. Maybe I'll start recording some music. I just won't be able to post anything. I won't be able to post this tonight. Or maybe whenever I get my internet, I'll post this episode. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Is there anything else? I feel like I'm missing something. Um, I'm going to try and get an episode out by Wednesday. I got a lot of shit going on in my life right now, so I'm going to fit it in where I can get it in, because I want to talk about who wins these football games this weekend, and if me, Miss Michaels, and many others, if our conspiracy theory is correct, and who will be going to the big show. Let's see, what else, everybody? I guess they're going to be cutting me off soon. always give me a shout-out. SplatchUnicorner@gmail.com. SplatchUnicorner on Facebook. SplatchUnicorner Podcast on Instagram. SplatchUnicorner on YouTube. That's just where I put out music mostly. And you can always comment at the bottom of every episode. Hey, everybody, stay high, stay fly, peace and love and the holy smoke above. I'm out, bitches.